Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Capitalism for All-Inclusive Economics and the Future-Proofing of America by John Hope Bryant is a nonfiction economic policy and social commentary book focused on how the United States can rebuild broad-based prosperity. Bryant, known for his work in financial literacy and economic empowerment through Operation Hope, argues that capitalism can function more effectively when access to opportunity, capital, and skills is widened rather than restricted. The book is positioned as a practical framework for inclusive growth, combining diagnosis of inequality with policy and business-oriented proposals. It reflects contemporary concerns about the shrinking middle class, limited upward mobility, technological disruption, and the economic consequences of artificial intelligence. Rather than treating these issues as separate problems, the book links them to a larger question: whether American capitalism can remain competitive, legitimate, and widely beneficial. Its purpose is to make the case that inclusive capitalism is not only a moral ideal, but also an economic strategy for the future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inclusive capitalism as the core answer to inequality and middle-class decline. The book's central argument is that America's economic weakness comes less from capitalism itself than from the uneven way its benefits have been distributed. Bryant presents inclusive capitalism as an alternative to exclusionary systems that leave too many people outside the formal economy. This framing matters because it shifts the discussion away from simplistic pro-market versus anti-market debates and toward questions of access, participation, and mobility. The book argues that restoring the middle class requires more than temporary relief or symbolic reform. It requires a system in which ordinary people can build assets, enter enterprise, and move up over time. In that sense, the book treats capitalism as salvageable, but only if institutions and leaders intentionally widen the on-ramp. This is a structural argument. Not a rhetorical one. Economic inclusion is presented as a condition for social stability and national competitiveness, not merely as charity or redistribution. Secondly, financial literacy and economic access as practical infrastructure for mobility. A major theme in the book is that economic inclusion is not abstract. It depends on practical tools such as financial literacy, access to banking, credit, and basic economic navigation. Bryant's background gives this section particular credibility because he has spent years working on empowerment at the community level rather than only in theory. The book therefore treats financial education as infrastructure, similar to roads or digital networks. Because people cannot use markets effectively if they do not understand how money, credit, ownership, and risk work. This makes the book distinct from policy writing that focuses only on macroeconomic indicators. Bryant's argument is that upward mobility often fails at the point where people are denied the knowledge or the products needed to participate. By linking literacy to access, he emphasizes that participation in capitalism requires both information and institutional support. That combination is what turns opportunity from a slogan into something people can actually use. Thirdly, technology and artificial intelligence as equalizers. If the opportunity ladder is rebuilt, the book treats technology as both a disruption and a possible equalizer. Bryant does not present AI or digital transformation simply as threats to employment. Instead, he asks whether they will deepen inequality or expand opportunity depending on how society responds. This is one of the book's more forward-looking ideas because it connects future labor market change to current inclusion gaps. The issue is not whether technology will reshape work, but whether workers, communities, and smaller entrepreneurs will have enough access to the training, capital, and pathways needed to adapt. The book argues that opportunity ladders must be rebuilt so that technological change does not concentrate gains only among already advantaged groups. That includes preparing for new job categories, supporting sustainable forms of work, and making sure innovation is paired with broad participation. In this way, the book places economic inclusion inside the future of work debate, rather than treating it as a separate social justice issue. Fourthly, a business plan style approach to national renewal and stakeholder capitalism. Another important feature of the book is its use of a pragmatic, plan-driven structure. Rather than offering only critique, Bryant presents what amounts to a business plan for the country, organized around implementation and measurable direction. This makes the book appealing to readers who want concrete strategy rather than ideological language. The emphasis on stakeholder capitalism also matters because it broadens the definition of economic success beyond shareholder profit alone. In Bryant's framing, firms, institutions, and civic leaders all have a role in creating conditions for wider prosperity. That includes balancing efficiency with responsibility and growth with inclusion. The book therefore bridges public policy and private sector strategy instead of treating them as separate domains. This approach is useful because many economic problems in the United States are not solved by government alone or by markets alone. Bryant's model implies that durable reform requires cooperation across business, civic, and policy circles, with each actor accountable for how prosperity is produced and shared. Lastly, America's global competitiveness depends on whether the American dream remains credible. The final major theme is the connection between domestic inclusion and national strength. Bryant argues that the future of American capitalism is inseparable from the credibility of the American dream itself. If mobility stalls and large segments of the population believe effort no longer leads to advancement, trust in institutions erodes and economic momentum weakens. The book extends this concern to the global stage by suggesting that the United States cannot remain the world's leading economy if its internal system increasingly excludes its own people. This is a geopolitical argument as much as a social one. Competitiveness depends on whether the country can mobilize talent broadly, maintain social cohesion, and generate confidence in its economic model. By linking democracy, mobility, and economic legitimacy, the book frames inclusive prosperity as a strategic asset. The result is a vision of national renewal in which fairness and strength are not opposites, but mutually reinforce conditions for long-term resilience. In conclusion, Capitalism for All is best suited for readers interested in economic policy, financial literacy, business leadership, public affairs, and the future of work. Policymakers will find a broad argument for widening participation in markets. Business leaders will see a case for stakeholder responsibility and long-term stability. And general readers will find an accessible framework for understanding why inequality and mobility matter to the health of the entire economy. The book is especially useful for those who want a practical rather than purely ideological discussion of capitalism. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its combination of lived experience, community-based financial empowerment, and national-scale economic argument. It does not simply criticize inequality, nor does it defend markets in the abstract. Instead, it explains how capitalism can be redesigned to include more people, adapt to technology, and preserve social trust. That makes it both a policy-oriented book and a strategic interpretation of American economic renewal. If you would like to support John Hope Bryant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.